This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture with me, Dashrin Johan. So as we all know, Disney Pixar Animation Studios has given us some of the most iconic characters in all of animation. And the studio's latest film, Onward, which is currently playing in Malaysian cinemas, follows two brothers who embark on a magical adventure in search of a gem that could bring their father back to life.
I have a gift from your dad. He just said to give you this when you were both over 16.
No way! It's a wizard staff! Dad was a wizard!
What? Your dad was an accountant!
This spell brings him back. For one whole day, Dad will be back.
What?
Back, like back to life? That's not possible.
It is with this.
I'm gonna meet Dad.
And like any Disney Pixar film, Onward comes with a bunch of fascinating and hilarious characters. Well, what if I told you that a Malaysian had a little something to do with bringing those characters to life? So on the phone with me today, all the way from San Francisco, is Malaysian artist Kiki Po. Hello, Kiki. Welcome to the show. So, Kiki, before we dive into the meat of things, right, can you explain to us what is it that you do specifically? I read that you're a shading and grooming artist. What does that mean?
Actually, shading and grooming are two different techniques. And sometimes people only doing shading and grooming is all related to hair. And then shading is really like what you just mentioned. So imagine like we get a model that was finished modeling in the 3D like software. And then the character usually will just kind of look like a clay model, just gray. All over their body. And then the shading artist's job is to create like the materials and texture. And and for example, like if it's a character, we will paint the skin texture. So the character will paint like skin, like pores, like small like texture on the skin, and put either eyeliner or blush or lip colors,
right.
A little bit different color variation based on the design. And then most importantly is to, our job is to tweak this material property to make sure that this shading, how this shading reacts to the light. So when the light shine on the character surface, if this characters like skin quality, is it smooth or is it rough, and then you can tell like how to feel on that character. And we do that a lot, like on our character shading. We not only skin, we also help to create like the garments, which are the clothing that the character were wearing. So clothing has much more variations, and then like shading artist's job is just to tell, oh, is this a soft like cloth like materials, is it made from a cotton, or is it like a rough like materials that make from like a twill, or and so on.
Right,
so that's basically what shading artist is doing. And then for grooming, it's very simple concept. Grooming meaning is like putting hair on the character.
Right.
And sometimes it's like we're putting hair, different hairstyle on the head hair, and or like, and sometimes you get to do animal like fur. Then I for the onwards, I make the manticore, which is like a part lion kind of like body, so she has fur everywhere.
Right.
And yeah, that's pretty much.
Awesome,
it.
Awesome.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Now I have like I finally understand what it means exactly. And okay, so you're the first Malaysian. So this is great, right? Because you're the first Malaysian, as far as I know, to work as an artist in Pixar Animation Studios. So you've been there for about a decade now, working on films like Toy Story 3, Inside Out, and Monsters University. So what has the experience been like?
the experience here has been great. I felt like I learned a lot within this 10 years. Especially like I started as an intern here, like working on Toy Story 3. And I just really enjoy like working with a lot of like really great like artists here, mm-hmm. and everybody is pretty like nice and also not hesitate to share that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I was really great that to be able to develop like a second skill set. So I personally, which is like doing the grooming stuff. So I personally, like before I got here, I really just do painting, and also I like to pay attention to details on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what made me become a shading artist.
Okay, okay.
And then another part of me was curious about like making hair, because I think having the ability to be able to you know, doing shading and grooming for the entire character is mm-hmm. extremely fun.
It sounds very, very interesting. So now here's something I think a lot of us really want to know, right? So let's rewind the clock a little bit. How did a girl from a small city of Johor Bahru end up working on a Disney Pixar project? And how did you end up at Pixar Animation Studios? Because like I specifically want to ask you this question, especially because I'm from Johor Bahru too. So this is really, really, really exciting for me. Right, so yeah, how was the journey? How did you go from there to Pixar Animation Studios?
So I came to US on 2007 mm-hmm. To study graduate program in visual effects.
Mm-hmm.
Although like coming to work at Pixar has been my big dream,
mm-hmm.
but it seems like it was like a really, you know, far away dream.
Yeah.
But then I thought I would take the chance to come to US to study like visual effects.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like what I did was I worked really hard mm-hmm. at school, and because, you know, like it's like pretty expensive to like come all the way from
exactly
Malaysia, all
there's
the
no
way
doubt
to US.
yeah
and then so I take that opportunity, and with my family support of course, and then study and just really concentrate like working every single day
mm-hmm.
when I was at school. So on 2008, there was mm-hmm. a chance that where, you know, Pixar came to our school to look for internship.
Mm.
And then I make a piece of, I submitted my portfolio, and then one piece of the work that was really caught their eye,
mm-hmm.
which is I make a CG cupcake,
mm-hmm.
Which is like a challenge, like work during that time, because normally if you make, you know, like a CG food, if you make it wrong, it might look pretty CG or pretty gross.
Right.
But then somehow the cupcake was impressed the people who were there when they were visiting.
Mm-hmm.
So then the person who came to my school brought this work back to Pixar, and then to other supervisor, and I got the phone interview, and then they really like it. So they call me the cupcake girl.
That's awesome, man.
Because they actually don't remember my name. They when I was here first day on my internship, then they were like, "Oh, you're the cupcake girl." Then I thought it was really funny. So being able to you know, I felt like concentrate and focus on the work that was in front of me helped me get to where I am today.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm very grateful.
That's incredible. So okay, let's talk a little bit about Onward itself, right? So who exactly are the characters you work on, and could you explain a little bit about them?
The process. Yeah. So I did a bunch of like I set up the hair shading for the entire movie.
Okay.
And also some of the hair pipeline to help the hair were able to easy to inherit, which is like we use to multiple characters easily. And the main thing I did on Onwards too is I groomed the main character Ian's hair.
Okay.
And that was super challenge, but also super fun because his hair was designed to be super graphic.
Right.
And, the challenge was like creating the curly and wavy hair that was partly sculptured. And the most hardest thing to do is to make sure he looked really good in all the angles.
Yeah.
And there's a design language into his hair, which is like a one small loop of curl and going to a big, like, big loop of the curve. So you can, if you pay attention to Ian's hair, it's pretty much everywhere was having that same loop, like small to a big loop of like a curliness.
Yeah.
And then I thought was really fun also is to creating like blue hair in this movie and make it look a little bit believable like a regular human hair.
Yeah.
And another main character I did was Manticore, which is like a part lion and part scorpion character.
Yeah.
So I was able to groom her, like put hair on her body and also her head hair for two versions, and I also get to do all her shadings on her clothing, so which is super, super fun.
So every artist has their own personality, right? They have their own voice, they have their own style. So how much, as a shading and grooming artist, right, how much of your own style and personality were you allowed to express when you were doing the grooming for like Ian and the Manticore?
Yeah, so we, at Pixar, we kind of like really encourage like collaborative. And then one thing I really like about working here is that people have very open mind for discussions. Like, for example, when we were grooming on Ian's hair, I actually did my own research about how the curly hair will look like. And then sometimes I will just go around and spotting people who have similar hairstyle or some hairstyle that can help me for reference, and I will take picture on people's hair and kind of like using it as a reference, then be able to talk to our character designer or our art director, just communicate with them about, you know, like being the, how can we make the character look more appealing that way. And same thing on Manticore, just looking at a lot of like different references of the lion and try to make sure that she looks still like a lion, like, but also a very approachable, like nice lady that way. So those are the things that we are able to either do it interactively with a designer or like animator. Because like for animator, especially, one of the very important like thing for them is the facial expression.
Yeah.
And for me, like especially Ian, like the brow shape is super important, so then they can get the best like expression that they need in the animation. So there's a lot of back and forth.
Yeah. It sounds very intricate. It sounds like a very intricate process.
Yeah.
Okay. So last question. Which scene should we look out for in the movie to see your work really shine through? Of course, no spoilers, but is there a specific scene in the movie where you're the most proud of?
Yeah, there's one scene that in the movie I personally really like. In the story and also be able to see my hair is the part that where Ian was sitting down in his own bedroom and listening to his dad's voice tape. And then that scene has a very nice lighting that where you can see the like the beautiful silhouette of the hair that in that shot that where I felt really proud about my work.
Okay.
And also that part is also pretty emotion Nani, and also a very emotional and important story in the whole movie.
Yeah. Now that I've already watched it, so I'm going to watch it again the second time. I'm going to make sure that I look out for that scene. This is really, really awesome. So thank you so much, Kiki, for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much for interviewing.
Yeah, it's been great. Like, keep making Malaysia proud.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Kiki Po, a Malaysian shading and grooming artist who worked on a couple of characters in Disney Pixar's Onward. Onward is currently playing in Malaysian cinemas right now, so go check that film out. And if you miss any part of this interview or any previous Live and Learn segments, you can download the podcast on bfm.my, on our BFM app, or on Spotify. Once again, I'm Darshan Johan, and you've been listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.